Short Lecture, Skill 3. The Depression. Listen to part of a lecture in a history class and answer the questions. What was the Depression?
Extreme sadness?
No. I'm talking about a period in American history.
It happened a long time ago and people couldn't work.
Right. The Depression of the 1930s had a profound effect on most of the population of the United States. Factories closed and people were out of work. Businesses and banks collapsed. Farmers, unable to harvest, transport, or sell their crops, could not repay their loans and lost their farms. Droughts in the Midwest turned the breadbasket of America into a dust bowl. There was a very famous book about the time when many farmers left the Midwest for California in search of jobs. Do you know what book I am talking about?
Grapes of Wrath by Steinbeck.
Excellent. At the height of the Depression, one-third of all Americans were out of work. Soup kitchens, shanty towns, and large groups of hobos, unemployed men illegally riding freight trains, became part of national life. Many people believed that the Depression was a punishment for sins of excessive materialism and loose living that took place during the 1920s. The Depression didn't affect just the USA. It turned the whole world upside down. The United States focused on business in the 1920s. However, in the 1930s, many Americans believed that Roosevelt's New Deal programs were the answer to their problems. Jobs were created in public works, conservation, and rural electrification. Artists and intellectuals were paid to create murals and state handbooks. This helped, but it was the industrial buildup of World War II that renewed prosperity. After the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, disused shipyards and factories came to bustling life, mass-producing ships, airplanes, jeeps, and supplies. War production and experimentation led to new technologies, including the nuclear bomb. Witnessing the first experimental nuclear blast, Robert Oppenheimer, leader of an international team of nuclear scientists, prophetically quoted a Hindu poem, "I am become death, the shatterer of worlds." Number 1. According to the lecture, what is Grapes of Wrath about? Number 2. What is not mentioned as happening in the 1930s?